Nugget at the Nugget. We're out here at the Nugget. My name is Kevin Kalindras. I'm the sports editor. I'm here with
Alex Manfredi. I'm the assistant Alex sports
Manfredi.
Editor.
Let's
here
go.
For Chug It at the Nugget.
All right, let's see. We got
new podcast alert.
New podcast alert. Let's keep it alert. So today, I got this new drink that I've never gotten before. I want to talk about it a little bit. It's a wheat ale with natural mango flavors.
It sounds nice.
By Garage Brewing, located in California.
How much was that here?
It's like $5, dude. We were just talking about earlier that we don't really like canned drinks.
Yeah, and you got a canned
drink.
But
I didn't know. I was like, I want to try something new. And here I am with this mango Hefeweizen. Is that German? Probably.
No, I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I should know because I studied abroad, but, you know, I just don't know everything. But today I got a Pacifico, so.
How did you even survive in Denmark? There's no sun out there.
Not at all. For the first 4 months, nothing but snow and darkness. It was a dark time for me. Well, the first 2 months were just with getting adjusted to a new culture and language, but it also didn't help that I was living in a dorm room by myself, so it was kind of hard to like branch out because I lived with a bunch of Danish people. And
dude, I wish I lived by myself because I got like 3 roommates now.
Well, yeah, here, but if you go to a foreign country, you'd probably want some others.
Yeah, that's
you.
True. That's
yeah.
True.
Definitely.
I feel that. So, look, dude, we got this sports podcast. I don't know if it's always going to be about sports.
We'll say it'll mostly be about sports here.
Probably, yeah.
Here on campus at Long Beach State.
Yeah, you know, we're going to try to get some beat writers out here.
Yeah, from our paper.
And maybe some athletes.
Yeah, potentially.
The goal is to get Andy Fee out here.
Drinking a beer with us.
Drinking a beer with
us. You heard it first on episode 1. That's the goal.
That is our goal. We will not end the show until Andy Fee comes on.
And drinks a beer in the Nugget. He doesn't have to chug it, but as long as he drinks it, sips it, slow, whatever, it's good.
That's all we need from him. So, yeah.
What are we going to dive into first?
I don't know, man. How are you feeling today, man?
I feel great, you know? A few beers down today. Nothing better than
what'd you
Pacificos.
Order, man? What'd you, what kind
two
of food
Pacificos.
No,
oh,
food,
oh,
man.
Order. Oh, it's classic, just chicken tenders and fries.
I feel
mean,
like that's always the way to go.
In.
If you're feeling hungry,
it's the go-to.
It's always the go-to to get some chicken nuggets.
Great song playing in the background too at the Nugget. The ambiance of the Nugget is just the perfect spot.
I feel like the Nugget is always the place where, like, even when we've been here every day for like the last 3 days, we're like,
yeah,
we gotta go to the Nugget. There's no other place that makes
even
sense.
Even last school year.
Even
like
last
people
school
just
year.
Come here every year consistently. It's just the spot.
I don't think I've ever seen the Nugget not packed before.
Yeah.
Like, people are always here. They're eating, drinking. Yeah. Some people study here.
It's usually a struggle to get a table, too.
Yeah, it really is. Like,
not right now at this hour, but in the prime lunch daytime hours.
Like, you know those peak Nugget hours are like
when
12
everyone's
to
out
like
of class.
2? Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know it gets wild, but it's the Nugget's always better when it's packed. You feel the vibe. Yeah. Feels like a college vibe.
Big college vibes. Big.
You know, we're sitting right now next to the Beach Script logo. The best logo at the school.
Best logo at the school. Sitting there on the brick wall. Got a nice little spotlight on it.
It's beautiful, man. Like,
beautiful.
I don't see why we needed to change that. It's such a classic thing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to change classic things if it's associated
you
with
your
university.
You don't want to change good things. That's the thing.
It's good. It's classic. I mean, why change it? I mean, some
like,
colleges never change their logo because they never get old.
On the other side of this, we have Prospector Pete over there.
Over there.
You know, something we were talking about today, man, is like we need a mascot.
We do.
It's fun. Like, you go to a game, you see the mascot going wild, like doing backflips.
No matter how ugly it is, how goofy, like, it's still something there.
Like, look at Stanford. Like, they're a tree.
It's terrible. It's a rag doll.
But it's fun. Like,
yeah.
It's cool to see that.
And students love it. Like, students don't care. Like, half of them, or maybe 25%, are going to the game at least a few drinks deep. So they don't care at all. I mean,
right.
They don't care.
And
they're
it's just
there
fun.
To
like,
cheer and yell and
like, you know, we were looking up those old Prospector P photos. Like, the costume's nice. Like, it looks cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
And it adds entertainment. I mean, we go to these games, we cover them. All we got is like the same thing every time.
Yeah,
we got the
we
cheer
got
team with the same 3 songs.
Cheer team. We got the MC Willie, who does a decent job. But I mean,
but it's
he's not
entertaining
as hype as a mascot.
You know?
Like, the mascot is what gets people hyped. It's what kids go and take pictures with. It's what, like...
It's just, it's like a fun thing for everyone, for like little kids, college kids, adults. It's really fun.
Doesn't even need to be something super expensive that the athletics department needs to invest in either. Like, it could be some like easy little ragdoll 49er dude, or make a fucking pyramid. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Like, all right, man. Let's talk about like what's like been your favorite experience at the Nugget? Like, can you like, do you have any memory like that, man?
I think one of my first times coming in here, because I didn't come in here my whole freshman year, I don't think. I came in here sophomore year.
What led you to come to the Nugget, though? You know, like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, dude, like, this is the place to be.
Yeah. Well, some of my friends in a fraternity on campus here, they would always come in. And sophomore year, I was thinking about rushing with them. So I would come in and hang out with the guys in the back of the Nugget here by the pool table. So that was, like, honestly one of the first times I came in. And I was like, wow, this is like not only like a good eating spot, but a social spot on campus.
Yeah, like I just like the ambience, like the bricks here, like it's nice, like these like little lights they have and like all these like pipes and stuff around, like it's pretty cool, man. Like they got TVs.
It's a little
everywhere.
Bit of like a retro vibe with brick. And
it really
all
just
these
is a cool like sports bar in general. Like, you know, like this place can like I wouldn't say the food can compete with like other places, but definitely the vibe and like the ambiance.
Yeah, nothing better. I mean, people come here to do homework too. Yeah. Like, I'm looking at a girl doing homework right now.
Yeah, the Nugget is a place to be, and
you know, we've had that's so why we got to keep this podcast here.
Yeah, we've had so many late nights at the Daily 49er, like, you know, production nights where we're like, man, there's nowhere open, but then someone's like, let's go on a Nugget run.
It's 8:30.
And everyone
it's
just gets hyped.
Yeah. You can get a beer. I mean, they close at 9. Maybe we might wish they'd be open later. But
yeah, a little later. But, you know, we're going to take what we can get. Cause,
yeah.
I mean, gotcha. The Nuggets always come through for us. So it's time for us to come through for the Nugget.
Yeah. Got to keep it locked here.
We keep it locked here at the Daily 49er.
And chug it at the Nugget.
We're chugging it at the Nugget.
We are. I mean, I'm almost done with my second already.
Right. I feel like the beers just go down so easy sometimes.
It's because we're in the Nugget.
And, you know, a lot of times we come here, we chug a little too much beer, and we got class.
And then we go to class.
And it's just like, like, I need to go to class, sitting in that copy editing class, and you're like, these words don't even make sense anymore.
Like, Robin, come on.
Come on, Robin, what's up with that, you know?
Yeah, I had it for copy editing too, but I wouldn't go to the Nugget before, so I haven't experienced that. But I've been going to journalism 418 class after a few at the Nugget, and it's fine. Like, I'm still fine.
It's just notes. You're a little like, you know, you're a little loose, you know?
A little loose, but...
But it's, like, good enough to where you're like, man, I can still do my work, but
yeah,
I'm just a little loose right
now. Of course.
Now.
Well, because no one else is usually loose in the class, so...
Yeah.
If no one else is, you'll still be quiet, attentive, take notes, but
yeah, like
inside...
Sometimes I feel like I work better when I'm a little looser, you know, like... I'm not all uptight and like I feel good. I'm feeling myself, putting
that's
in
good.
Some work.
Exactly. I mean, it's not a bad idea, as long as you don't overdo it, which we haven't. So.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, you gotta know yourself and come to the Nugget, have a good time,
and
record
go to class,
a sick podcast.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, we're gonna talk about a lot of things in this podcast. For whoever's listening, we're happy to have you. And if you ever want to be a guest on the show, just hit us up.
Yeah.
At SportsWriterKev on Twitter.
At AlexManfredi on Twitter. Or at 49ersports on Twitter.
Definitely.
That might be best to add our 49ersports page Twitter account.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get athletes on here. I mean, I feel like I know a few athletes already. Maybe Andy Fee in the near future.
Right.
But it would be best to start out with athletes first.
Yeah. Definitely our beat writers,
because
we have one of the most talented beat writers like in the world. So
in the world.
We're covering Long Beach State sports.
All Long Beach State sports, yeah.
You know, right now, like, volleyball season, soccer season. We got
men's
some track and field
season.
Going on, water polo. It's a good time. We're here, and we're here for a good time.
Good time, not a long time.
Shout out
Drake.
To Drake. Not a fan, but shout out
I'm
to Drake.
I'm a fan. Hotline Bling.
Well, all right, guys. This has been the first Chug It at the Nugget.
Chug it at the nugget.
This is Kevin Kalindris, the sports editor.
And Alex Manfredi, assistant sports editor.
Thank you guys for listening.